You can do a proper introduction and see what happens.
Proper introduction. Did you guys do a proper introduction of yourselves?
No.
Do people really know what you're studying, Max?
No, I mean, everybody that listens to this podcast knows who I am.
So. They know who I am, right?
They probably, most of them probably do. Jake and I used to see if we could fit our mouths over the mic. You should try.
I have a really tiny mouth. I don't want to do that.
Should I cut that or not?
Probably.
Oh my.
All right, we're going to take another break. So, okay, guys, welcome to Top Notch Tangents. season 2, episode 1. It is season 2 because we took a break for the fall semester. We did it in the summer, and then we tried to do it in the fall, and it did not work.
So our version of a season is 4 episodes?
It's like a... A Netflix limited series. That's what it's like. Yeah. What it is, but we don't.
Hopefully, better.
We don't get paid that much, and we don't make. We don't have that many like listeners. Anyway, we were 20 minutes in, guys, when our lovely software crashed, which is fine. I mean, we're not bitter. We're not gonna name drop Ableton in the software that we were using. But it's fine. Guys, it's a free trial. This is Jacob's fault for not paying for the full version of Ableton.
Are you gonna give me $400?
Not a chance. Not a chance. So you guys probably can't hear Jacob very well because we actually kicked Jacob off the podcast and replaced him with Sam.
Hello.
Hi, Sam.
Hi.
So we went to high school with Sam, Jacob and I did.
Long time ago, dang.
Yeah, we've known each other for almost a decade now, Riley.
Now I feel old.
Yeah, I know. We've seen a lot. Like we've seen, you know, bleached hair Sam. We've seen like a nice textured hair Sam. We've seen.
You didn't see shaved head Sam.
No, not really.
But soon you will see bald Sam.
Sam is balding at an alarming rate.
At an alarming rate. There has to be something wrong.
Is Ben bald yet?
No, really?
Ben's
apparently, genes skip like 2 siblings and go to the 3rd and 4th.
Oh, really? Isaac's balding?
Yeah.
Oh, that's too bad.
But he's older than me, so it's okay that he's balding. I'm a balding dad. So.
I don't think Caleb's getting bald. He seems to have quite the head of hair, doesn't he?
I mean, he's still young yet.
When did you start balding?
I feel like it hit really randomly, like senior year.
Really?
And then, like, the past 2 years, it's all gone.
It's going down the toilet.
Not at all related to me bleaching my hair.
Surely not. It didn't start falling yet. Then.
Yeah.
So,
good days.
So, I am a Purdue student, as you guys know. Sam goes to Liberty University.
I do. Good old Liberty.
Former home of controversial president. What's his name again?
Jerry Falwell Jr.
Yes, Falwell Jr. Falwell's he's kind of a clown.
Getting up to some sketchy things there, dude.
Yeah, he was maybe not the best example for the Christian image that Liberty was trying to portray.
He gave us a really bad reputation.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is upsetting, you know?
Yeah, for sure. Especially, I would call Liberty a bastion of Christian conservatism.
Yeah, yeah.
An institution that the Christian conservatives rely on, honestly.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, we get a lot of political leaders that come to Liberty, you know.
Mm-hmm.
We've had Donald Trump there quite a few times.
Your convocations are kind of a big deal.
Yeah, I think it's like the largest group of Christian students in the world that meet regularly.
Really? Interesting.
Yeah. And so, claim to fame.
That's true.
That's a pretty cool one, yeah.
There you go. My cousin actually attends Liberty. He's a sophomore. He's not a political leader, though. He was a former aviation student, so.
What does he study now?
He studies, I don't know, business, which, you know.
Doesn't everyone study business?
Sure, I think so.
Yeah.
Which is, I don't know, just inconvenient because I don't think aviation credits transfer very well across majors.
Yeah,
I don't know how to fly. Does that count towards anything? You know? Oh, yeah, sure. We can math give you credit for that, right? I guess.
Math credit.
Yeah. Yeah, it's intuitive math in a way, I suppose.
In a way, yeah.
So you're an online student. Liberty has quite the online presence, don't they?
Yeah, it really does. I claim that I'm an online student because of COVID. It didn't start out that way, but...
Yeah, you've always... you've lived in Indiana this
I've
whole time.
I've always done online stuff, but... Yeah, the COVID was a really good transition for online school. And now it's really inconvenient being a junior and doing internships to change states, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't blame you. So you just finished an internship, right?
I just finished an internship as a political intern with the Indiana GOP.
Okay.
Which is the grand old party. If people don't know what that means, it's the Republican Party.
Yes. The our lovely old white men.
Yeah. True enough.
Which, as you bald, you'll look more and more like one of them.
I fit in well.
Yeah, and then you'll pursue another internship soon, right? Starting soon?
Yeah, I start an internship in December 28th or something.
Oh.
With the Indiana Senate, so that should be fun.
Okay. Are you gonna? Do you know what you're gonna do?
I do not. I have a feeling that I'm going to be a legislative intern, so...
Okay.
Follow around senators, do a little research.
Make some rules.
Yeah, let's hope. Hopefully I don't get some old, pudgy Republican.
I don't know what your other options are.
Hey.
What is your agenda as a potential legislative intern? What are you trying to get through this semester term?
I cannot say that I am pushing an agenda. Simply because I don't want them to get mad at me.
If you're a member of the Indiana Senate, please turn it off. We don't want it now.
But actually, this will be a really interesting year because it is 2020.
Sure.
So this year will be a budget year. It's every 2 years. And it will be a redistricting year for Congress and for every state, you know.
Some slick gerrymandering that's going to go on.
So we'll see. I want to witness it.
See what kind
Maybe I will not be a Republican by the end of the year.
I can't imagine what the alternative would be.
Worse.
Libertarian. Oh my.
No.
I don't think you can be a government major and be an anarchist. That isn't...
I don't know, but I do hate government pretty much.
That's pretty
impressive. Strongly.
Wow. Yeah. What's the root cause of your hate for government?
Corruption and
That's a pretty good
corruption is a pretty
one word answer.
I mean, they're pretty useless.
You know? Oh, geez.
They take jobs from other people.
Okay.
They claim to be helping us, but they're really not. They just they're power hungry. You know.
Okay,
that's
just
what
the government
is.
In general.
It absorbs. You know.
So smaller government, more corporation influence.
Yeah, certainly. And I think that all the people who praise the countries in Europe, European.
Okay. We're getting into it.
Yeah, those countries, northern European countries, like Sweden, Finland, all those socialist so-called countries.
Sure, the ones you know.
You'll find that they will go full-hearty on the privatization of government instead of having large governments. So
really, even the socialists like small government.
Yeah, it's more effective.
That's actually that is a revelation to me. I did not know that.
Good socialists.
Are those?
I don't know that that's a thing, but
are those good socialists?
I'll be optimistic.
I know it's quite the insult to call people socialists. It used to be.
And I think at the heart they have good intentions. You know, they want to help people.
I believe that about everybody but with bad policy has. Okay, not everybody. Most people have good intentions.
It normally starts that way.
People that have maybe foolhardy. Ideas are still trying to help people.
Yeah, AOC.
Okay.
maybe. I don't know if she has good intentions, but power corrupts people,
Sure.
Yeah, every single time.
Sure. Yeah, maybe they start out well, but don't.
Plug for term limits,
Okay. A government student plugging term limits.
Yeah.
Understandable.
Yeah.
On judges.
No. Well, it depends. It depends.
What about
it's
Supreme
it's a
Court
different
judges?
Institution.
For sure. Agreed.
You know? So the legislative body, they have political agendas.
Okay.
Whereas legislative or judicial bodies, they're primary goal should be law.
Hopefully
while
not
they do have
political agendas.
Political opinions.
Sure.
They should not have political agendas and how they
agreed.
You know, adjudicate.
Which I found out recently is a new concept. Like, you know, freaking they're being apolitical, like Chief Justice wants them to be, like is not a long-standing concept. Only since the 50s have they like claimed to be apolitical. Which,
well, it depends on perspective, you know.
I mean, I was looking at some Supreme Court justices that there was one guy that ran a presidential campaign
yeah,
at the same time. That seems a little like a conflict of interest.
I definitely
it?
Think he should have resigned.
Yeah,
certainly.
So there's a lot of
but to an extent, the past 70, 80 years,
sure.
The political parties have diverged significantly from each other.
Sure.
You know, the Democratic and Republican Party kind of were closer together than they used to be.
So you leave, as those two parties diverge, you want to leave those justices in the middle. I understand that.
You want justices who are impartial toward the law, you know?
Yeah.
So.
We're using their judgment, hopefully a political judgment.
Yeah.
To be.
I mean, it's going to be influenced by their politics, but.
Sure.
Certainly. And that's where you have with Judge Barrett, you know, Justice Barrett now, being significantly for the Constitution over anything else.
Yeah.
And that's where conservatives will have problems because conservative justices do not advocate things through the court. That's if they are a good conservative judge, they advocate for the law.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas most liberal judges are not so
willingly apolitical, I guess.
Yeah,
sure.
They're more lenient. They'll be a little
pushing
bit more
an agenda.
Judicial activism.
Sure, sure. Yeah, I mean, as a conservative, Judge Barrett probably does not. Is probably a part of the probably personally for overturning Roe v. Wade, but as a conservative judge, she's not going to go out and push that actively. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, that's definitely what
Maybe
I'm saying.
Maybe the prime example.
Even if it did come up, there's not even, you're not even certain that she would rule against it because it has to be the proper situation for legal reasons, you know. Mm-hmm. Why are you overturning Roe v. Wade? Is it because you don't believe that there is a constitutional right to privacy that was dependent in Roe v. Wade?
Sure.
I don't know. Yeah. So legal reasons, you know.
Right. So as a conservative member yourself, do you agree with that conservative approach to the law, or would you prefer that conservative agenda be pushed? Like there's, you know, you almost have a conflict of interest in yourself.
Yeah, certainly. But I believe that the Constitution is more important than my own political agenda.
Okay.
So while it doesn't always work out for me, that's not the goal. You know, it's to defend individual rights, limited government, you know. And so if that is compromised by my own political agenda, then the Constitution should be put ahead of that.
Okay. So the Constitution comes before every single political agenda.
Yeah.
That's respectable. That's hard. You know, it's easy to.
It puts you in not fun situations.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
You don't always accomplish what you want to.
Mm-hmm.
But principle is more important in that area.
The principle of the thing, yeah. If you can stay away from the hypocrisy, then you're doing better than most politicians.
Yikes!
I had a friend that was a pretty staunch Republican, and after you know the reversal with Merrick Garland, you know the Senate saying they weren't going to allow Merrick Garland in, and then pushing through Coney Barrett, then they just couldn't. They couldn't stand for the hypocrisy.
I need to have a conversation with them. But, I mean, I could see, you know.
Mm-hmm. He's a libertarian
from
now.
From a surface, no why they would think that. If they did a little digging, you know, it might be a little different. But politicians talk.
they talk too much.
So whether the standing fits with what they're doing, I don't think that there was a difference.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't think they were doing anything wrong in either situation. But.
Okay.
Certainly.
Yeah, you just have to exercise.
A little hypocritical in some of the things they said.
Yeah. Yeah. Them exercising their power is not like implicit, like constitutionally, for sure. Not incorrect.
Yeah. They did everything by the book.
So, but it's just them saying, we don't, them saying in, you know, in 2016 that, oh, the people should be deciding who the next judge is.
Yeah. They should never have said that.
Right. That's just hypocritical.
You know, the president is elected for 4 years. So the people have already decided.
Right.
And they'll decide for the next 4 years, not for those 4 years that have already been decided. Mm-hmm. So bad choice of words. Why you have to be idiots, politicians? I don't know.
Right. Yeah. And, you know, it's a over and done issue, I suppose, by now. But, yeah. You know, they exercise their power in the way that they saw fit. And if you disagree with what they said, you think they're hypocritical, then if they're in your district, you're welcome to vote them out of office.
Yeah. And communicate to them, you know?
Sure.
We have a wonderful opportunity to communicate to our leaders, you know?
So
I don't think, yeah, you could commute to them. Go speak to them in person. It'd probably be more effective. But talk to them. Like, nobody does. I don't know.
Yeah.
Like, when was the last time you communicated to one of your, like, leaders,
a senator? I don't think ever.
Yeah. I did twice last week, you know? But I'm a little bit weird, so.
Is this a senator that you're going to be interning under? Or
no,
just...
this was like a state senator for Congress, United States Congress.
Okay.
Yeah.
Which is, who are ours? Todd Young.
And Mike Braun.
Mike Braun. Yes, Braun's the newbie, the junior, right?
Yeah.
Of the two. Yeah. I don't think I know very much about them.
He kind of jumped up on it. Mike Braun did.
Really?
You know? He was all over the impeachment process.
Oh, really? He was a big Trumper?
Yeah, he is a Trumper.
Okay.
Trumper, yeah.
Well, it always makes sense. This is Indiana, after all.
Yeah, yeah.
How about Todd Young? Is he a pretty big Trumper, too?
No, as vocal.
Okay.
Yeah.
Just in the Senate in general?
He's pretty moderate, I would say.
Okay. That's understandable.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I guess it makes sense the newer guy is more Trumpism. I guess it's the way we're moving.
And he's more like Trump in, like, just demeanor. In his background.
Oh, really?
You know, because he was a businessman. That's what he's done his whole life. I like that platform, you know. Mm-hmm. That's how the founding fathers were. They all had private jobs, you know, doctors,
sure.
lawyers. They had businesses. And then they were just in Congress for a short time. You know, they were productive in society.
I guess I respect that. Yeah, I wouldn't mind seeing a more private approach, you know, a private background in government.
And as much as a government major can say this, I don't like term politicians, like
lifers.
Career politicians.
Yeah.
That's the word.
Maybe somebody say that had been in the Senate since '70s, you know, maybe then becoming
Mitch McConnell.
Vice president, and then maybe becoming president-elect of the United States.
Yeah, that's true.
You know? I mean, not that we're
I mean, if you believe
anybody.
In institutional racism, then why the heck are you electing him? That's the question. But
Yeah, I don't think the far left was very happy with the decision to
Well, they certainly got behind it quick.
sure.
Yeah. I mean, it's definitely fluctuation on your values, you know. You believe this. Do you really, you know?
Sure. Right, and are you going to, you know, then you have to come to the, will I vote for the lesser of two evils, or will I, principle, as my friend that believed the Senate was being hypocritical, he couldn't settle for the lesser of two evils. He had to vote his conscience and voted libertarian. It didn't pan out for the libertarians this time.
Who was that, Jojo Jensen? It's never panned out for the libertarians. Who are we kidding?
Followed her on Instagram. She was running a campaign in Alaska. She's like, there was like maybe 100 people.
Maybe that's why it took them forever to call Alaska. Doubt it.
Imagine like voting in like Hawaii or Alaska, where it's like by the time you like it's in, it's over.
Yeah,
you know?
Nobody gives a rip.
It's like, who cares?
Your vote doesn't count. It's right. So far away.
It's, your proximity to Washington D.C. means your vote does not count.
Yikes. At Puerto Rico.
American Samoa. All I'm saying is that the two most successful, you know, Far East countries are South Korea and Japan, currently successful and those were both American occupied. So I'm not saying that we should have.
Was that a case for American imperialism?
That's what I was not explicitly saying, but it was what I was implying. should MacArthur just, you know, march all the way up to China? I mean, I'm not saying that he should have, but I'm implying that he should.
I was not a huge fan of MacArthur, but
I mean, he's a controversial guy.
Yeah, I mean, then didn't he come home and initiate the Red Scare with MacArthurism or something?
I don't think, actually, I think that's a separate senator.
Is that a separate senator?
Yeah, but
that was a general who did the. Yeah. Okay.
So yeah.
Apparently, my grasp on history not so great.
It's okay. You're a government guy, not a foreign wars history.
I need to touch up on history. That's bad.
It's okay. Maybe I'm wrong. I've been wrong before.
Same time period.
Sure.
Yeah.
Walk back to fact. I haven't been wrong.
Shut up, young Jamie. Yeah, so, you know, we lost a bunch of audio, which is fine. We talked about the Georgia runoffs. Basically, we think David Perdue's got it. To summarize, we're just going to summarize. Because we don't want to talk about it again. Why would we do that?
It was long.
And it was too technical. You guys don't
Very wordy.
It was.
My fault.
Sam had to flex his political genius on me, which is fine. You know, he's a government major. And I'm
literally all I do.
I'm just a lonely, not lonely, I'm exposing myself. A lowly mechanical engineer.
Certainly not lonely at Purdue.
No, not lonely at all.
Awkward.
Yeah. But anyways, to summarize.
A man who hates women.
If there's any women out here listening to this, you can feel free to DM me. Click that. We don't have to keep that one.
I'll keep that.
Got a little sketch over here.
Anyways,
but I'm open too.
Ladies, everyone here is single. If you're liking this podcast, then like us. Okay, to summarize, Georgia runoffs, Senate race, nobody won. We got to do it again. David Perdue is running against John Ossoff. David Perdue, he's going to win. That's what we decided. We're calling it. We're calling it right now.
So he's certainly going to win.
He's
going to
win, for sure. Yeah. And then Kelly Loeffler is going against Raphael Warnock, and he's a very dynamic preacher, Black Lives Matter activist. She's an anti-Black Lives Matter activist, I would say.
They're the exact opposite.
They're the exact opposite.
Woman, man, black, white, you know.
Activist, hatist.
Oh, wow. I don't like that packaging.
Her husband runs the New York Stock Exchange. We didn't say that before, but it's maybe conflict of interest. I don't know. What will?
I don't know. As Dianne Feinstein about that. It's enough to go around.
We you know, we'll just leave it at that. We don't know who's gonna win that one. We're not calling that one.
Yeah, that one's definitely more up
in the air.
Yeah,
sure.
No idea.
Sure. And then we talked a little bit about the vaccine.
Ooh.
To summarize that, it's gonna be safe, guys. It might make you feel a little funky.
Yeah.
For a day or two, but you're going to be okay.
But now we have two different kinds, right?
Yeah, we have Moderna and the Pfizer.
Pfizer, yeah.
Yeah, I had to look up how to pronounce that because there's a P in before. What is that?
Silent P.
Pfizer.
Love English, right?
Yeah, silent P. But they're the exact same, except for the Moderna one is like more transportable. It like doesn't need the same like ultra low.
Yeah, it doesn't have to be like negative 94
degrees
Fahrenheit. Yeah, something ridiculous.
So.
But apparently there's, out of the four that are coming, you know, one only has to be taken once as opposed to some of them have to be taken in two doses.
Yeah. I looked into it a little bit and they're pretty similar from our end. And you're not going to really get a choice. Like distribution is going to be
I want this one.
Right.
Yeah.
It's so, just
first come.
It's just a logistical headache anyways. So don't be picky. Take whichever vaccine they want to get. Yeah,
if you're in for vaccines.
Which we actually,
I'm my anti-vaxxers.
I'm gonna go on the record and say I'm endorsing this vaccine.
Pause.
Is that a hot take?
I don't know.
Are you an
anti-vaxxer? To some people, I haven't decided. Let's put that. I take vaccinations right now, but I haven't decided if I'm for this vaccination. What I mean.
I don't blame you. It's early yet.
I don't know. Part of me is like, it's not really a risk to me. This specific disease. you know?
Yeah.
And I don't, I get like the herd immunity thing,
right, you know.
You protect other people by taking vaccination.
Don't lecture us, guys. We don't want to hear it.
But like, it's kind of sketchy, you know? There hasn't been a whole lot of testing. So what is seen is promising, very promising.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't believe that we need to have 18 years of research to, you know, have something injected into us, but.
Sure.
Yeah.
Occasionally vaccines go, like the HPV vaccine, sketchy.
What? Why do we need that exactly?
I don't know. Just you know, be safe, guys.
Anti-vaxxers love the HPV. they go all over.
I know. The HPV is just a bone that we throw the anti-vaxxers.
I have not taken that.
I actually have not either, but I don't actually... I don't have a lot of sex either, so I'm safe from the HPV.
Yeah. I don't have a whole lot to worry about. Right. Very single.
Right. And I'm not a girl either, so I'm even safer.
Yeah. Double whammy women, sorry.
Right. Yeah, sorry, guys. If you're having sex and you're a woman, you know.
Not a great situation.
Maybe, yeah.
Oh, my heavens. Hopefully that was missed.
Yeah, this is why we took the mic away from Jacob.
No, but so I don't think that there's a whole lot of risk for us.
No.
You know, there are people who are saying that it could cause infertility. I think it's all like fear mongering.
Yeah.
Who knows? But I don't think so.
I looked at some stats about like who's the most, what like demographics are most nervous to take this vaccine, or I guess the term used was have reservations.
Yeah.
Republicans coming in with a strong like 46%.
Yeah,
having reservations. Men in general of it's like 20 some percent men have reservations.
Okay. Yeah.
So, I don't know. I personally, as soon as it's available to me, I will get it, and I probably because Purdue will make me. So.
Yeah. But, and I'm in favor of private institutions doing... I guess it's not really a private institution, is it?
It's a little fuzzy, huh?
Yeah. A little sketch. I don't know, but I mean, if it can get us back toward normal...
Sure.
Then it might be a necessary...
Yeah.
Evil for some people would call it evil, but I don't know.
Yeah.
Certainly a compromise.
I'm not sure that I would like to see legislation made that you have to get the vaccine.
Yeah, certainly
not.
That
would be maybe a little... fascist.
Certainly not, yeah.
To use my least favorite buzzword.
Yeah. But I was reading that you can get the vaccination and, like, get COVID within, like, that week time period.
Sure.
Like, because, like, it hasn't,
too
like,
strong.
Kicked in yet.
Oh, okay.
You know?
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
Yeah, I'm saying, like, it's not protected you at that point.
Yeah. I've heard that, like, even the just getting the first round is, like, 50% effective.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So you don't get the 95% until
no,
you've gotten
until
both.
You've gotten both.
So
rounds.
You have to wait 3 weeks. So
right.
Keep that mask up.
There you go. Yeah. Hey, and even after you get that vaccine, keep your mask on. And
I mean, that's what they're recommending now.
Sure.
What exactly the reasoning? I don't know.
Oh, yeah. You just want
to... Like, after that three-week period, surely, you know, things can start to...
Yeah.
I guess the general population still will not have large access to it at that point.
Right.
But, you know,
yeah,
you're starting
people
to see people on Instagram, you know, I got my COVID thing.
Really?
I saw that one today, yeah.
Wow.
Very interesting. And it wasn't like a first responder or something.
Yeah.
I was like, how'd you get it?
Really? Okay.
Yeah. So I looked up and I was like, can I like go out and get one right now? It's like,
what's the answer?
Part of me was, no, I couldn't find
really?
That I could.
Okay.
Yeah. Maybe I wasn't looking hard enough. But
yeah. Jacob, our lovely... sound engineer said his sister-in-law is who's a PA just got hers today. So
yeah.
Health professionals in Indiana are just starting to have access. So
yeah.
I suppose it's probably going to be a little bit before.
Yeah,
I assume as university students will have some sort of priority, but
yeah,
not sure.
But, I mean, they definitely should give it to the high risk, you know, the
for
elderly.
Sure.
I'm not like jumping at the gun to get the vaccination right now.
Yeah, I'll be patient.
Yeah.
Wait my turn. So, yep.
Yeah.
Max endorses the vaccine. Sam's still undecided, but
I will stay neutral on this
subject. Stay neutral, which is, you know, if it backfires and
well, it's
gives
not,
pregnant women's children autism, then you'll be safe and I'll go to hell. So.
Oh my!
That escalated quickly. Jacob's not here to click it. He's gonna.
People
he's
are
gonna
already
find,
going to hell right now.
Jacob is gonna find that one and post, and he's gonna have a temper tantrum. So,
oh my!
Yeah. All right. Well, I don't. What should we do? You want to talk about? Have you been? Have you kept track of the Attorney General and trying to break up Facebook? That's exciting.
Yeah.
So, Facebook, Instagram, no longer the same thing. That'd be kind of fun, you know.
Yeah.
I you know what? I'll be honest. I'm tired of Instagram asking me to sync my Facebook with Instagram. I don't have a Facebook.
Yeah, I don't.
I can't sync my Facebook friends.
Yeah, what do you think? We're all over 30? Right, yeah. Good grief.
Holy crap. I'm freaking Mark Zuckerberg needs to lay off.
Yeah, I'm not a huge fan of the huge companies, but I do love the products they provide.
Yeah, I don't.
Let's be honest.
I don't know. Their grounds. I just don't. I don't think it's. I don't think this. I don't think they're going to be able to break them up. I don't think. I don't think they have real strong legal grounds to break up Facebook. But I'm certainly not a specialist. I'm no attorney general.
Yeah. Certainly. I mean, there's big concerns, you know, about censorship right now.
Yeah.
What level should they be allowed to censor? Is it a public forum? Are those companies protected from lawsuit, you know? Yeah.
How far do your individual rights go inside a private entity?
Yeah.
Such as Facebook.
Yeah. I mean, when you have such a monopoly on discussion forums that, like, specifically during COVID have become increasingly popular, you know, it's almost our only forum to speak.
Sure.
Is it free speech outlet, you know?
Yeah.
Does our free speech apply there?
Sure. But you also can just leave. Like,
yeah,
you
true.
Like,
true.
It does not impact a consumer's lives in a...
Well, does it?
Does it?
I mean, there's a lot of questions out there, you know, a lot up for debate, you know, with, like, suicide rate being significantly up, and a lot of that will have to do with not being in communication with people.
Yeah, that's you know? True. Not seeing that face-to-face contact, maybe?
Yeah. I mean, also the element of not having your job, you know.
Yeah,
multiple
for sure.
Factors to it.
Yeah. But does Facebook have a monopoly to begin with? I mean, we have all these Twitter, we have TikTok. TikTok's huge, right?
Yeah, really huge. And the Parler, influence on young people is huge.
Yeah, one of my roommates is quite popular on the TikTok. and I asked him, I was like, what do you think like the average age of your, like, you know, subscribers are? He's probably probably 16.
Wow.
Yeah. Which is crazy.
Yeah, you know? That's young.
So yeah, you know, I mean, he's pretty connected to the community. So for him to, you know, that the amount of impact that he's having on people so much younger than him. So
maybe this is why our generation is so stupid.
Because they watch my roommate do TikTok.
All your roommate's fault. Actually, his videos are really cool.
Have you seen them?
I've seen a few.
Really?
Yeah, just a few.
They're funny.
I don't have TikTok, so.
Yeah, me either. I don't know.
Maybe, it's a rough life.
Maybe if he didn't have 300,000 followers, maybe I'd feel bad for not supporting him.
Definitely support this.
I support him physically when he does his TikToks. Yeah. He needs somebody to hold him up.
Literal support.
Literally
right
carry
here.
Him.
Best roommate.
Exactly. Well, no. Our other roommate films.
Maybe he's the better roommate.
Probably. I don't know if they split it like straight up 50-50, but they...
Yeah, there's a lot of money in that game, isn't there? Yeah.
He makes actual money.
If you gain a following.
Sure.
Quite a few dollars there.
He met with a Purdue, like, social... I don't know what the Purdue professor was actually professor of, but it was, like, mass communication or something.
Wow.
But he's like, you could, like, the way, like, the track you're on right now, like, you could do this professionally. It's like, wow. Yeah.
What a day, you know?
Yeah.
Coming to the conclusion that your career could be something so fun.
Yeah. And he subsequently changed his major from industrial engineering to marketing.
Wow, that's a switch right there.
Yeah, it is. So we'll see how that pans out.
Yeah.
Classes are certainly going to get easier.
A lot easier.
He's probably the only marketing major having completed Calc 3.
Oh, man.
But,
yeah, his content's going to, like, fly up. And produce with so much extra time.
That's
probably
true. So, yeah, he's like, I was like, so what do you need to, you know, to change your degree? He's like, you have to do really well in like macro econ. I was like, oh, you're probably going to be okay. Like,
wait, what's he studying?
He's currently industrial engineering, and he has to like, he's in the process of
CODA,
changing his
whatever
CODA,
it's called.
Yeah, CODA. Change of degree operation or something, I don't know, to marketing. And so they kind of give him a trial period where he takes like a few management classes, or some econ classes, and if he does well, then they accept him into marketing, which, having taken these econ classes, I think he'll be okay.
I mean, econ can be pretty simple.
Once we went into quarantine in the spring semester, I stopped watching my econ lectures. Like, I went to lecture because I had it with friends, and then once it went online, it just stopped, and it was okay. It's not very hard. So.
I mean, it's really interesting. Granted,
Sometimes.
Yeah.
I like it as a hobby, but I hate doing, like, the basic math.
Yeah.
So.
I like the theory behind it, correction. Mm. I don't like math behind it. It's too easy.
Which there is a lot of math.
Yeah.
You know, it gets harder, sure.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it's not worth my time.
Yeah.
But, so we'll see. I don't know. I'm sure it'll take several years for this Facebook case.
Yeah, and
case.
Now that the head of the attorney general is changing.
Yeah, you know, getting replaced.
The head.
Yeah, I mean, the FTC is still going to be doing their
pretty
thing, account. Which is not a
whole
lot.
A whole lot doesn't change, you know.
Sure.
A lot of it's procedural.
Right.
Boring crap.
Yeah, I don't... We'll see where it goes. I mean, we haven't seen a case this high profile since Microsoft, so we'll see.
Yeah. Easy times.
I'm not scared. Come at me, FTC.
It wouldn't be a big blow for me, but...
I don't think Mark Zuckerberg's scared either. I mean...
No, which might be a scary thing.
I just watched the Social Network movie. Have you seen that one?
No.
It's on Netflix with Jesse Eisenberg.
Okay, I'll have to watch it.
It's really good.
What's it about?
It's about like the founding of Facebook.
Oh.
And yeah, Jesse Eisenberg is Mark Zuckerberg. And what's his name? Andrew Garfield is in it too.
Oh.
As like the co-founder. I forget what his name was. Justin Timberlake is in it. Justin Timberlake.
What a random plug.
Is the what's his name? What's the character's name? Justin Timberlake plays the guy that founded Napster.
Oh, okay.
Which is so like a sketchy kind of crazy guy.
Yeah.
But I don't know. You're not supposed to like Justin Timberlake in the movie, which
not a huge fan of his acting in general.
Yeah, I mean,
singers actors ?
Yeah. Mm. Who's a good singer actor combo? Donald Glover. Yeah, I guess I don't know. I guess I think of him as like a rapper.
I mean, there's a lot of random ones, you know, like Nick Jonas or
does Camp Rock count?
No, he's done some later act.
Really, some real acting.
Who else?
Jamie Foxx sings a little bit, but he's primarily an actor.
I don't know.
Vin Diesel's released a song in 2020. Have you listened?
Yikes.
It's not very good.
We did not need that this year.
We didn't need another tragedy.
Oh my!
I can't even tell. Like, I can't even tell it's his voice.
No, weird.
Is it his voice?
I am Groot.
That is the big question.
No.
Did he really do it? He just had it
the biggest controversy.
Rubber stamped his name right over.
2020 has been like okay. Everybody says this, but it has been so crazy. Like to think about in the spring. Donald Trump was impeached. Like, who? That's not even new. Like, nobody talks. That's not.
Yeah,
nobody cares anymore.
Yeah. Congress was more worried about impeaching Donald Trump than coronavirus.
This
should we be worried about that?
We didn't prepare very well.
The hate runs deep.
Yeah, we won't get into, like, dissecting how the coronavirus epidemic was handled in general, but we probably didn't do enough forward preparation, you know, before it came. Once it came,
previous administrations did not set us up well.
Oh, we're going back to previous administrations.
Since we're not analyzing it, I'll just throw in random crap, shade thrown all over the place.
Okay. Obama came out with his like list of favorite things in 2020.
Good for him.
Should we look over
trying
that?
To remain popular?
Well, you mean try? He's still popular.
Yeah, he definitely is, but he's just trying to regain his reputation after all the people have been.
Yeah, Obama's favorite books of 2020.
Favorite thing.
I'm looking at it right now, so I give a rip. All right,
okay.
I haven't heard of any of these favorite books, so we're just gonna favorite movies and TV shows. He's a big fan of. I haven't heard of any of those movies.
Clearly, he has no taste.
The Good Place. I haven't watched that. Is it good?
Made a joke on PewDiePie,
so. The Good Place did?
Yeah.
They made fun of PewDiePie?
Yeah.
The Good Place. I haven't seen it, no.
The Boys on Amazon Prime. I've seen that. It's pretty good. Better Call Saul. Isn't that a Breaking Bad spinoff?
Strange.
So yeah, that's. Can you
spinoffs are never good.
Can you picture? That's the top of his list.
Really?
I mean, can you picture like Barack Obama in his living room watching like the making meth? Like that'd be hilarious. Like,
I mean, what else is he doing? I mean, so
I've watched some Breaking Bad.
And then
yeah.
Was that a reference to something?
Yeah, he made a speech. It just dropped. Like, he just casually said, I've smoked some dope.
Well, yeah, there's a lot of people who believe he had some shady past. But oh, wow. I mean, don't know how much of that is conspiracy the theories. Yeah, I don't really believe that crap.
What do you mean? That's obviously fat. Anyways, another favorite TV show, The Queen's Gambit. I wanted to talk about that anyways, yeah. Actually. Yeah, I haven't seen it. Have you guys seen
it? I have not seen it, but it's gotten a lot of chatter.
Yeah, it's I have some notes on it.
Redhead, big eyes. I do not know if that is on
the chick?
Yeah. Why am I talking?
The chick.
Anyways, 62 million households watch this Queen's Gambit show.
Whoa.
Which is pretty crazy. It's comparable with like Tiger King and these like huge sensations
early on this year. Yeah.
Yeah, and it has caused a national surge in chess interest. That's what it's about.
Yeah, so, yeah. Because isn't that like a move? No, it's a style of chess, right? The Queen's Gambit. Queen's Gambit.
I don't know what the actual like
I think
term
it's a style
is.
Of chess, right?
Is it? I don't know. I haven't seen it. I don't play chess either.
I suck at chess.
Yeah,
really bad.
Yeah, me too. Maybe we're not qualified to talk about this.
Yeah. So apparently, 60 million people is equivalent to the Beatles numbers.
Wow,
according
that's
to
funny.
Our in-house expert Jacob. Yeah,
the young Jamie. But it's apparently the number one like scripted limited series ever.
Whoa.
So I guess Tiger King would be not scripted.
Okay.
And because it won, it would be better. Yeah. And 76 million people watched The Witcher, and that's
unscripted
not, like,
is so much more fluid and interesting for that reason.
Sure.
You know?
Did you watch Tiger King? I didn't watch that
one.
It seems, yeah.
I tend to see popular, and then I'm like, oh, I should probably won't like it. Oh, my. Mm. This year has done good things to me. I don't trust anyone.
Sam doesn't get out a lot. So, yeah.
But does anyone anymore?
No,
that's
true. Yeah. Now we're just all like Sam, I guess.
Yeah.
That's too bad.
Now you know what Sam looks like all the time.
That's true. What up? Yeah, we're currently recording in the studio, aka Jacob's room. His bed is up against the wall.
It's working as audio absorbing, yeah, you know, exactly. Reverb.
What are we?
Wait, is that what that blanket is for too? Mm-hmm. Oh, that makes so much more sense.
Catching
now.
All of Sam's plosives.
Yeah, which <they're>
completely wrong. It's okay.
Oh, are we just gonna talk about this? We can just talk about it. I'm done decompressing. I'm recompressed.
You're recompressed? I didn't know you decompressed. I didn't know that was a thing Max did.
I don't know. I
guess everyone has that balance of like introvert, extrovert. I guess is this the same thing? Kind of.
I'm pretty extroverted.
Yeah. I feel like you have a lot of extrovert in you.
Yeah.
You are very extroverted.
Yeah. I don't know. Everybody.
Yeah.
I need like, I'm one of those people that like, needs other people. Like I'm an interdependent person.
Like
there's days where I'm, you know, doing school. Like I had to quarantine because my roommate had corona.
And when was so, that? Like 2 months ago, a month ago?
Yeah, it was like a month and a half ago probably. It was towards the latter half of the semester.
Okay.
But yeah, so I had to quarantine and like for good reason.
Yeah.
You know, I could have very well gotten it.
You were closely exposed.
Very closely, you know, sharing a bathroom, sharing a kitchen. Yeah, continuously. So fully respected that and fully followed it. But yeah, there's days where it's like, you know, I'm not seeing anybody else. And you know, kind of driving me crazy.
Yeah, it weighs on you.
Yeah. So I make an effort, honestly, to schedule
interaction with people.
Yeah, like personal interaction. It has to be like meaningful and like extended, like it has to be, I don't know, an hour for my mental health
yeah.
to Probably an hour a day. I have to.
Does family satisfy that?
Depends on. Yeah, but I wasn't living at home at the time. And so I was living in.
Was it just the three of you guys?
Yeah, the two roommates. So. Yeah, like I get along really well with my roommates, but sometimes yeah. that you need to just yeah. interact with other people. Just
2 weeks with the same people.
Stay sane.
Oh man.
Yeah. So. Yeah, I am the kind of person that does need that.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, even I have to schedule it or else I'm not going to
yeah.
do it, you know, because it's so busy.
That's so interesting.
It is.
Most people schedule personal alone time.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. That's how my other roommate is. He's like, yeah, I have to, like, make sure to get time to myself.
Yeah.
It's like, well, yeah, I can't. I have a little too much of that. You yeah. know, so, but, I mean, obviously, even as an extrovert, I still need, you know, personal time.
Yeah.
They can be. Too much, but Corona has let us learn a lot about ourselves.
Yeah, you know? In that way, a very good thing.
Sure, yeah. So we get to proceed with life, knowing what it could be like, you know, which gives us perspective on
what it could be like. Sorry, endeavor on that phrase.
Like, well, when we go back to there will be a new normal.
You know?
Sure, yeah, well, there'll be a new normal. But there will, you know, it'll be, oh, I know what it's like to be alone and separated and, you know, quarantined, I guess.
Yeah.
So you can learn to appreciate everyday life in that way.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I need to not make everything so political, so I'm not even going to comment.
Everyday Life, the best Coldplay album. No, it's not. I'm just kidding.
Yeah, I don't know Coldplay album.
All Grammy. Yeah. Really, every single one?
Wow,
this one is.
That's impressive.
This one is. They received a nomination for Album of the Year and no other Grammy nominations.
Wow,
kind of weird.
Yeah,
and it's not that good.
Interesting.
Some of it's in French, and there's a track name in Arabic.
Why not?
I don't know.
Gotta hit that diversity mark, right?
Coldplay said they wouldn't tour on that album until they found a greener way to tour.
So, what is a greener way to tour?
I don't know.
Oh.
Yeah, that would probably help.
So, their tours are like global tours.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it's
Coldplay. I mean, I guess if they're doing French and Arabic, they got to get around.
Sure. Their live in Buenos Aires album's pretty good.
Wow.
Yeah. It's good.
That probably got a little freaky.
Wow. Wow. It's a wally wall.
Oh my.
Really? That's impressive. I don't know why they don't.
Carbon neutral tours. This is the thing of the future.
Carbon neutral is exciting, you know. You think about it's pushing a lot of companies to innovate. I was doing some research into Cummins, which is primarily a diesel engine company.
Yeah, yeah.
They're pursuing some interesting technology in solid state hydrogen fuel cells. So we're pushing that front, something I don't know a lot about. But
yeah. I think it's interesting because, you know, like the private market has a demand for it now, and so these companies are innovating because of that demand.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that's what drives us.
There's federal money behind it too.
There certainly is. Okay, so I recently got a new car, and it's a hybrid.
Oh, you
did?
And
so I was registering it, you know, and I was looking through like documents, and I remember seeing something in 2017 about new regulations on vehicles, but apparently I have to pay a $50 registration fee extra because my car is a hybrid.
Really? Yeah. Why?
I have no idea.
No idea.
I was,
what kind of car is it, if you don't mind me asking?
It's a Honda Civic hybrid.
Okay.
Yeah.
What year is it?
Old.
Really?
But it's like the first version of a hybrid that they made, which is kind of why I got it, because I was intrigued.
Okay.
Yeah. And I knew I could get my money out of it if I didn't like it, so.
Yeah.
I was like,
Heck. Resale value is still pretty high. Yeah, I don't know. I worry about those, like, I don't know. I worry about all of the hybrid and battery technology, like, what happens with the batteries afterwards.
Yeah, because that's a huge problem.
Yeah, product lifecycle.
Yeah.
You gotta think.
So they do all the harm that they save by how they're disposed of.
Yeah, it used to be a fact that one of my engineering professors told me is, like, as of a few years ago, you know, a simple four-cylinder, you know, internal combustion gasoline engine was the most economically friendly car you could have because disposing of all those batteries are so bad.
Yeah.
But, you know, hopefully, I don't know. I I believe that we can innovate out of that, that we can battery recycle. We just haven't done it yet.
Yeah.
So we'll see what's next. I don't know. Maybe Elon Musk will propel us forward in that way.
I mean, part of that will just be telling people that there's significant difference in those, you know, requiring people, requiring companies to dispose of them in a good way. You know, most people have no idea that the carbon footprint of some of these electric vehicles is just
it's
as
horrible.
Bad.
Yeah. Yeah.
There's if just, not worse.
Yeah.
In some
it's
cases.
Like nuclear radiation, guys. You can't do anything with it. Once the battery's done, it's useless and it's poisonous to the environment.
And while I did not endorse the vaccination, I will endorse nuclear energy.
Actually, having just finished a course in thermodynamics, me too.
Yeah. Hey.
Me too.
I'm glad science is backing me up on this one.
Yes, my intro to thermodynamics course says nuclear power good.
More expertise than me, so.
But regurgitating the opinions of my thermo professor, which is
this is what our education system does. Nobody thinks
with political systems it's bad. With, you know, former NASA rocket scientists and current propulsion researchers, it's maybe valid, you know, to regurgitate his opinions.
Yeah. I think that's fair enough. Very educated opinion.
He's a pretty smart guy. He graduated from Cambridge with three undergraduate degrees.
Dang. How do you do
mechanical
that?
Mechanical engineering, chemical engineering, and chemistry.
Oh, these people make me hate my life.
So impressive. Yeah. He's a very good thermo professor.
I bet. That's a privilege to sit in his
really
class.
It really is. It really is. So yeah, he's big into like, he's like, I don't know why, you know, the US is just scared of nuclear power. Like the public is just scared of nuclear power.
It's not sexy, can I say? People, it gets a really bad rep.
Sure.
I would say it is sexy, but
I think it's sexy too.
You know?
And, you know, maybe third arms could be sexy too, you know?
Yeah.
Who's to say? Who's to say? I kind of want a third arm.
Genetic mutation, always good thing.
Yeah, totally adding information.
Sent to the COVID vaccination. Very
good. Will it cause you to grow a third arm? Tune in next week.
Oh my.
The definitive answer coming next week on Top Notch Tangents.
We have a whistleblower on that subject.
Max and Sam's inside man on the corona vaccine.
Oh my.
I saw rumors of Tarantino directing the next Star Trek movie.
Oh.
Wouldn't that be terrible?
Oh, that's not right.
Yeah.
That's wrong, actually.
Do you like those Chris Pine Star Trek movies?
No.
You don't like them?
No.
As good movies? But like as enjoyable movies.
Yeah, I enjoy it. Yeah, I don't know.
But where's the diverge between good movies and enjoyable movies? I don't know. I find that they're very similar.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm not a critic, so...
Yeah, I don't like them, but really, I was never a huge fan of Star Trek.
Yeah. Yeah, wow. Star Frick. Yeah, I'm not either. Like, I've kind of... I've never really consumed any other content outside of those three Star Trek movies, but I don't know. Do you like Chris Pine in general?
He's all right. He's all right, yeah.
You're not a super fan, but not...
Yeah. He's an interesting dude. But I feel like he's kind of pretty face.
Yeah, he's definitely typecast into the pretty face.
That's about it, you know? Yeah,
like man-ho kind of role.
It's a good type, you know?
I mean, if you have to get typecast.
That's the one you want
to
go
that's
with.
That's the one that you know, gets you to kiss the most women. So. Yeah. I'm excited for the next Wonder Woman movie.
Really? Yeah. What is it? 1984 or something?
1984, yeah. I don't know what that means. I don't know.
Did you like the first one?
It was all right.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know.
It could have... Yeah, it definitely could have been better.
I mean, her being in it, you know, she's very pretty, so...
Yeah.
So, yeah.
She's beautiful,
let's be honest. Yeah, she's a beautiful woman.
She's
so her,
a gorgeous
so
lady.
So just her, just like watching her for 2 hours is enjoyable, but...
Wow.
Screw Palestine.
Wow. one woman impact.
One woman can change foreign policy forever.
Oh my.
They screwed Netanyahu, but I love me some Gal Gadot.
Oh my.
I don't know. What else has Chris Pine been in?
Into the Woods? Wasn't he in that?
Oh, I didn't know. Hate it. Jack Ryan.
Oh, I saw that movie. Yeah. Super awkward. My parents came into the room when I was watching that movie, and they did not like that movie.
What was that called?
I don't know.
No.
Yeah, it was awkward. He's freaking putting a, oh no, nothing. Making a telegram over there.
Jacob's picking along with his boyfriend. Jacob actually doesn't know how to type, guys. I don't know if you guys knew that.
I never learned how to type, so I just type in Morse code.
Thank you, Mrs. Mac.
Oh gosh.
Watching like people just like hunt and peck.
Oh, that's painful. Yeah. And I don't like computers.
Just use your ring finger, man.
Yeah. What do we got left?
All right. Let's see what I can conjure.
We are conjuring.
We are
the conjuring.
The conjuring. Max and Sam edition. So, what do you think about the cabinet pick so far? Petey's transportation. Have you been to South Bend?
I saw someone, they were like, he wouldn't fix the pothole on my street. Now he's supposed to fix
South
America.
South Bend has like one of the worst roads in like that, yeah. I've ever driven on in Indiana. Like,
it's the crap hole of Indiana.
South Bend is not enjoyable and the roads not good. Transportation secretary, boo.
Oh my god, not a huge fan of him as that pick.
I don't know. I feel like there's maybe more qualified people out there.
Yeah, but I heard chatter before he got named for that he was going to get named as the ambassador to China. I almost died. I was like, the world is coming to an end.
They would just like kill him as soon as he got there,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, I mean, doesn't really, it could have been worse. They could have been,
I don't think.
Yeah, but I mean, they could have sent him to like Iran or something. That would have been, that would have been worse.
Kamala,
don't they still stone people on the street for being gay?
Yeah, there's a large trans community.
Yeah. Interesting.
Genius. Yeah. If you can't survive with them,
become them. I don't think they think that way,
no,
but
I don't think so either. Not. just not
what does that make
friendly.
You?
I don't know. Not an Iran specialist.
Yeah, true.
So yeah, we'll just generally condemn the choices of Pete as transportation secretary.
A little rough. Come on, you could have done better.
Yeah, seriously. I mean, I guess you're throwing your. The future of the party, a bone.
You would have been better at like HUD or something.
I agree.
You know?
Well, I mean, I still have been.
I don't feel like
Bend,
he's
so.
Super well suited for any of them.
No.
But I mean, not. You promise to who you promise, yeah. Right?
Defense secretary.
Oh, my. I mean, he's got that military experience,
right?
He was
in the army for a few years. That qualifies.
That totally qualifies.
I don't know. I don't know. I don't really know about very many of the other cabinet picks. Like,
yeah,
there's not a whole lot of name recognition for the rest of them.
No, yeah, I don't think it really means a whole lot to a lot of people until there's bad policy.
Sure. I saw the Latino caucus, like, pushing for more Latinos, which, I don't know.
Aren't they always? I don't say that in a bad way. But that's their job.
No, sure, yeah, advocating. We'll call it advocating.
Yeah. I mean, they're not quite a lobby, but...
Sure.
Yeah, his... No, that's not a thing.
I have no idea what
CDC, maybe? His appointee for one of the health positions or something, he wrote a paper, he's an academic, about how, like, quality of life after 75 is not very great, so, like, what's the point of old people after that?
Really?
Yeah. It was basically an effect of... Youth and yeah.
Oh dear.
Yeah. Well, which was not popular when your president is over 75. So what's going on there?
It's all of, like part of the Kamala coup.
Yeah.
It's really, all a conspiracy.
Oh, man.
Man, I don't know. I would put money that Kamala will be president in some way or another. Like I'm not saying this term, but eventually Kamala will be president.
Yeah, I don't feel too uncertain about that.
Yeah.
They have to be careful about the timing there, you know.
Sure. Yeah, you don't want to like shove Biden out of office and then betray the
It's interesting.
Democratic Party.
But they selected her, you know, because she got what, a total of 1% of the popular vote from the Democratic Party.
She didn't do great in the primaries.
Dude, terrible, let's be honest. Less than terrible.
Yeah, she underperformed for sure. Especially versus like incompetent competition. Like she performed worse than worst candidates, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I mean the name recognition will get her a long ways of being VP and being thrust upon the national stage now.
Certainly.
But
should it and but
yeah. I don't know. That's how name recognition works in general. But yeah. May the best man never win. So
yeah.
So I don't know. What do you think about Trump's like already talking about 2024? Like, is he gonna live that long?
Certainly. That man
okay,
will never
die.
Live
for 8 years? More importantly.
I mean, eight
more years to the end of a 2024 bid.
I mean, that's not completely out of the question.
No, what is he, late 70s?
He's younger than Biden by like 3 or 4 years.
Okay. Sure.
But I mean, either way, he will have a significant impact.
Do you think
on politics over the next 4 years? For sure.
Oh, yeah.
What? Yeah. I mean, I heard talk that he was going to start his own news organization if he doesn't indeed become president again, you know.
Yeah. I heard rumors that during the inauguration, he was hosting a rally in Florida.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So,
I mean, he's certainly not going away.
No.
And I think Democrats have underestimated that.
Sure. I mean,
they thought that if they got him out of office, he would just disappear. But he's not the kind of tail in between the legs kind of dog,
not really,
you know?
Take it lying down sort of guy.
No.
But yeah, you think the American people will wait for him for 2024? You think he's like, I mean, he certainly has the base that'll always be there for him. But
he's the first incumbent president to have gained 10 million votes for his second election. You know, most of them, they lose voters in their second round, you know?
Yeah.
And so unprecedented number of added votes to his base, you know?
Interesting.
So his base has grown.
Sure. I mean,
at least strengthened the number of his base who are voters, you know?
Mm. Yeah. I mean, if the election was, you know, November of 2019, I've like full confidence that he would have won. I mean,
COVID, it was definitely positioned so
economy.
That he would. Yeah.
Yeah. Bad economy, no re-election. It's always how it is. Always how it's been. Always will be.
Yeah. Wow. It was all,
combination.
The race baiting happens every 4 years, perfect whether we storm. Like to admit
sure.
it or not.
Baltimore.
It happens every 4 years.
Always will.
It always will. It's the Democrats' card. They love the race card.
Sure.
Every freaking time. And they do nothing in the time in between. Nothing. You know, they proposed that Justice Act for police reform and what is it? Criminal reform, prison reform.
Okay.
But they didn't want to pass it because they were trying to win an election. They were not trying to help people.
Sure.
You know?
Hot take from Sam. Not surprising. But
hot take, but true.
By virtue of it being your take, that makes sense that you would say that.
I mean, do your research. Okay. If you want to argue with me, anyone who's listening, send it to me.
DM us at Top Notch Tangents on Instagram. And we tried to do Twitter and we're just too lazy.
Go after it.
Sam, do you want to run our Twitter account?
Yeah.
Oh, you have a Twitter. I'm quite the...
if we still do... It was out there somewhere.
I'll give you a plug with some of my followers.
No, I want you to run it.
Oh.
I don't...
I have a few.
He's already said like 5,000.
Whoa!
Okay, do not go searching for me.
I'm doing...
You will find me, but do not search for me.
5,000
followers. So,
But I follow a ton of people. So
right.
Instagram or Twitter works. If you want to start growing a base, you follow people. And
then they listen to our podcast.
Yeah. So you want to hit like a niche, you know?
Sure.
So if you get in with the people.
That is the problem, base problem with social media.
Yeah.
Is like an echo chamber.
Yeah.
But.
Yeah, certainly. So if you want to grow a following, you follow people that follow you back. And eventually, if you have good content, you'll grow a following.
Wow. So So yeah. we can go off the record here, so you can say no if you want. Do you want to run the Twitter account?
I can, yeah, yeah.
Okay.
I can.
No. If we actually get a Twitter follower, then we...
Don't cross your fingers.
Yeah. Whatever you do is bonus.
Okay.
But yeah. Yeah. Nothing is expected of you. But yeah. So if you take issue with a take from either samurai, slide into the DMs. We will talk to you. We are open and available. We are on winter break right now. We don't have anything else to do.
Yeah.
We will
for a week
chat it up.
Then I get busy.
Yeah. By the time this comes out, Sam will be back in his internship.
But the weekends are free.
It's true. Saturdays are for the pod.
Oh, my. Yeah.
Yeah. Again, I guess off the record, because we're terrible at keeping promises that are on record. But, like, if we could do this again, like, next weekend and get in whatever, 4 or 5, that'd be good. That'd be very good for us.
Four or five next weekend?
No, just like over.
It's like at a current rate, it's going to take us like 24 hours to get that money. We'll just not speak.
Like one a week for like 4 or 5 consecutive weeks.
Yeah, that'd be good.
And then we can, I don't know, we can see where we're at.
I'm more consistent.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll call that the end of season 2. Or maybe we like if
just continue.
Yeah, if you're game to keep I'm going good, yeah, I'm in good the to keep going. Spring.
I mean, it's semester. A good habit to
get a schedule
on forward, you know.
Sure, agreed. I enjoy it.
Yeah. So a lot of popular podcasters, they just always, you know,
just do it every time. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know how people do daily ones. I could never come up with content to speak an hour a day. Like you would get so much of the same content. I talked about this yesterday, but right.
Do you listen to very many podcasts?
I used to.
Yeah.
I used
like
to.
Like what? Sorry, I didn't mean to put you on the spot.
Like Ben Shapiro or
what's this called? Daily Wire?
Daily Wire is he's actually making like a news organization.
Oh, really?
Out of it. Yeah. He's gaining some popular people, like really popular conservative people like Candace Owens. No. Couldn't find me? Ah, yes.
That's too funny.
Only one person has found me.
From our, like...
That I know, yeah.
Really? Who?
No one. I'm not stupid. He ain't that good.
I don't know if Kid's on Twitter. He probably is.
He is, yeah. Okay.
You've seen him.
I've seen him on Twitter. He is not. I'm better at stalking people than individual. He is.
Keaton's also not trying to hide his Twitter.
It's true. If you, like, there should be an account that is me, like one that's more personal. Yeah.
Yeah.
But I don't think it has anything on it. Mm. It was more neutral.
Sure.
Okay, what were we talking about?
I don't remember.
What else is there to talk about this week?
Yeah, do you have anything? You want to talk about your foreign policy paper?
No.
No? Okay.
I mean, we can.
I'm not. We don't need you to.
I mean...
Jacob will rearrange like the orders of this anyways. Okay. Yeah. Like he at least used to.
But. It would not be of interest to the majority of people.
Yeah, I got you.
Boring stuff.
I'm excited. It's been good having you on.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Good.
I was worried about like how much you would talk versus how much I would talk.
Yeah, yeah.
But I feel like we struck a decent balance. I'm sure it'll continue to get better.
Yeah. I mean, if you talk to me about politics, I don't shut up.
I know Xander was warming you up before we came on.
I know.
I was excited.
Leave it to Xander. Although he was getting a little too, politics have worn him out this year.
Oh, gotcha.
So.
Well.
Are you disagreeing with me, though?
No, yeah, politics have worn a lot of people out this year. It's been a busy year, and there's not been a lot else to do, so go knock yourself out.
Yeah.
We used to do a segment in season 1. We called it, what do you call it? Raving Recommendations?
Raving Recommendations.
Yeah, so just
do you remember this?
In your personal life, have you been...
Oh, God. What personal life?
Have you been... reading anything, watching anything, listening to anything that you would like to share with the audience? Maybe, you know, I don't know, some piece of culture.
Some piece of culture.
That you've just, you know, just been consuming that you want to share for the consumption of others.
Why don't you start while I think?
That's a good question. Well, you got it?
No, I don't.
Okay.
No, I'm not
well,
the best.
I'm almost done with my first Hemingway book.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. What was the book?
A Farewell to Arms.
Okay.
So, you know, it's Hemingway. If you're familiar with him.
Yeah.
So, he, you know, this book is about the Italian front of World War One,
yeah.
And so he's an American in the Italian army. He drives an ambulance. I don't know. He like falls in love, and I'm not finished with it. I have 20 pages left. So
what
I'm pretty
an interesting storyline.
Well, it's like primarily based on his life. Like he was an American that fought on the Italian
How
war
cool.
front in World War One. You know,
dang,
so
yeah.
fighting the Austrians.
So it's authentic. You
it
know?
Is authentic. It's very. I don't know. It has an interesting pace. Like, nothing will happen for, like, a really long time. And then something will actually happen. But in the same tone of voice. They're like, wait, did something actually happen?
Yeah,
and
yeah.
You're like, oh, I almost missed it. just because it's, I don't know if it's the style of the time. I haven't, like, read a lot of those.
Yeah.
Like, you know, it's published in 29. So I haven't read a lot of, you know, period pieces there. But, so I don't know if that same, like, slow pace is just the stylistic.
Yeah.
Or if it's Hemingway particularly, but
yeah,
it's been really fun. Yeah. I've really enjoyed it, so I'll probably read more Hemingway.
Really, yeah.
Yeah,
he's quite a few. He has quite an accomplished.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
Very really highly esteemed, and yeah, definitely a lot. There's probably four more like full novels that are like you know common reading,
and
a lot of short stories.
Yeah,
so. Yeah, that is my recommendation to you all. Some Ernest Hemingway, if you guys can dig it.
I've come up with a more relevant.
Okay, to, more modern.
Yeah, more modern. I should say more modern.
Oh, I understand.
I watched, this is going to sound, The Mandalorian.
Oh, you watched The Mandalorian?
Did you watch it?
Oh, yeah, you know I'm a big Star Wars
fan. Oh, it's so good.
You like it?
I did. It was a little slow at the start of this season, I thought.
Sure. The second season or the first season?
The start of the second season.
Okay, yeah.
You know, I thought the first season was really consistent, you know, in the storyline, the plot. But then the second one was a little like, oh, it's kind of a rough start. You were waiting for something big to happen.
Actually to happen,
because
yeah.
last season, you know, ended on the big hype of, you know, the white lightsaber or what is it?
Yeah, the dark saber.
Dark saber.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. And then it was just kind of like, oh, no, we're doing nothing again. But, like, it ended on a really big hype.
Yeah, yeah. Did you watch the finale?
Yeah, I did.
It was really good. I just rewatched it with my dad today, so.
So good.
Yeah, it is really exciting. So if you guys have not seen that show, definitely.
Don't want to spoil it, but
no, we won't
definitely
spoil it.
Worth watching.
Yeah, very exciting. and a lot of Disney, you know, announced a bunch of Star Wars stuff to come out
They're
in the next few
forward,
years.
The
so.
New generation of Star Wars.
That's true. Disney
we
Star
are in
Wars.
An exciting age.
It's true. If you're a Star Wars fan, it's
a
good time to be alive.
Yeah.
Rather than the previous trilogy, which we will have to talk about. But
yeah.
So yeah, thanks for coming on, Sam. I appreciate your insights, and we will see you guys later. We're not going to commit to. And it's
soonish. Hopefully.
Yeah. So, check us out at Top Notch Tangents on both Instagram and, when Sam gets it up, Twitter.
Yeah.
Great.
And give us some communication.
Yeah, for sure. Get in with those DMs. Hit
challenge
us.
Us.
Oh, yeah.
Bring on the challenge.
All right. So, make sure to do that, guys. See you later.
Bye.
Down when it's all ruined, just the same way you showed me. Same way you showed me. Showed.